Hello and welcome to the Spoiler Log, and a link to the Past Randomizer podcast. Today is Saturday. I know, there's not a Friday episode. My bad. You're also probably disappointed by seeing that this one's short. I'm recording this literally getting ready for bed. It's been a busy day for a lot of players and a busy day for myself. Been involved with several things. Got the opportunity to do commentary late tonight. So I think I missed a lot of the hanging out by the fire pits, and I was just pretty exhausted. I'm literally recording this little intro piece for the Saturday episode at 2:30 a.m. right before editing it all together, but we will do our best tomorrow to get you more interviews with people, hopefully more new players that are here for the first time, and right now you're going to hear a little bit from Big Dunka and Adirondack Rick. Also, your top four tomorrow going to be Armalex versus Big Dunka and Andy versus Jim. Some really exciting matches that happened tonight and today. And tomorrow should be more of the same. Final day of SGL 2024, and then everybody's going to be heading home. But yeah, stay tuned. Well, I found Sunday's first person who has punched their ticket in ALTTPR. Ladder aficionado himself, Herfy, no, check it, Big Dunka, first semifinalist. How you feeling, man?
Not, you know what, after winning a bunch of races like that, you can't feel bad.
Can't feel bad,
yeah. You cannot feel bad.
So you were, what, 5-0?
Yes, indeed.
And now you're 2-0 in brackets because it's best of one, obviously, so you either have to go the full distance now.
Yeah.
Or just take one and be sad.
No, I mean, at this stage, you win the first one, you're like, all right. You win the second one, then you're in it to win.
True. Yeah. At this point now, it's like Dunka is playing win Big Dunka's money.
Yes.
From Ladder.
Oh, yeah. No, this is 100% money laundering. I actually mentioned that when I did the donation. This is official money laundering is what this is.
Well, I guess this is your second time here. You weren't here last year. We're here 2022.
Yep.
Having fun again?
Oh, yeah. No, this is great.
Long Island's treating you
Hanging
well?
Hanging out. Long Island's great. Sam, he's the bartender, makes a great Long Island.
Okay. We know him by name
Yep.
now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows me, too. He knows me by name.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Herfy went to the bar yesterday and said, just put it on, you know, his tab and call me by name. He knows who I am.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I was going to ask how you like the rooms versus last year, but you weren't here last year.
These are the same rooms.
The same ones.
A little bit different. They're structured a little bit better than before because the last time they had that divider in the middle of the two. Now it's a little bit more open.
Yeah. It helps.
Yeah.
You've been on at least one restream now, right?
One. I was on, when was it? Yesterday morning.
Okay, so how do you prefer? Do you prefer playing in the tournament room, or do you prefer playing on a restream with the white noise?
I do not give a shit.
Don't care. All right, perfect.
I do not care. Yeah, when we did the one yesterday, it's the practice room is great, or the tournament room is great when it's not full.
Yeah.
Because steaming hot in there. It's like a sauna.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, the restream room they got a lot of lights in there and a lot of equipment.
And it gets cold.
It gets cold if you're sitting on one side of the room. If you're sitting on the other side of the room, it's warm because the way the air vent is set up, it's like you can barely feel it.
Okay.
So I was smoking yesterday.
Yeah, it was cool yesterday. You're on the if we're looking into the room, is it to the right, like further back from this front entrance?
Yeah, way back from the front left.
We were on the left side, me and Andy, for the NMG thing. And that was like, every time the air would come on, we were just freezing. When we were talking back and forth, he was like, my hands are so clammy.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, it was rough. But do you even know who your potential opponent is? Have they played their semifinal?
So I know that a couple of people haven't even done their first match yet. Let me see.
Andy,
I've actually got it here.
I think they're actually playing now, though.
Are they playing now?
Okay. Yeah, they play. I think they started at 3:30 or shortly after.
Yeah, it's Andy's match. Yeah, it was Andy and Vex.
Mm-hmm.
I play the whatever my phone decides to.
It'll never load.
Yeah.
I want to
there
say.
There we go.
Go ahead.
Rywick and Armlux, that's Ari. So
that's already over?
I know his name.
Okay. Yeah, so they're playing.
I'd actually, it'd be interesting if we get paired, if he wins, because I've known Ari directly for like 12, 13 years.
Wow.
He's a magic player.
Right.
And I played him a few times in events. He probably has no idea who I am.
That's pretty good.
I've played him a few times, though.
I told some people upstairs, it feels like we're back in 2018. I was like, Big Dunka's in top four.
Yeah.
Rywick's here. He's on a tear.
Yeah.
Jet was on a tear until you found
him. Yeah, yep. Just saw that. Yeah.
I was like, it's literally 2018.
Almost. Yeah, it's all these names that, just haven't been there. Where's
and then the group races start like in 2 or 3 weeks, and suddenly it is 2018 all
yeah,
over
pretty
again.
Much, yeah.
So let's get to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
I mean the impeachment. You know, tell me. You know, mm-hmm. What do I got to do to make it up to you?
Well, we do not tolerate corruption. Mm.
You didn't yeet me out of the server.
I did not.
I'm still in the house.
I did not. I mean, the conviction is basically said and done. We haven't gone to actual sentencing yet, though.
Mm.
So
waiting on the giraffe?
You have to be around for that. Yeah, we actually have to have a serious talk about that. There needs to be booze involved. We will determine your fate shortly.
Mm. All right. Well, so, I'll look forward to that.
We're not going to tell you when.
Though. That's fine.
So you have to sit there and you have to think about it.
For years.
Yes, it could take a while.
Weeks, days, years,
it's
hours.
It's serious.
It could be in the middle of meat tonight. I never know. I'll never know.
Oh, man, that'd be great, actually.
Are you looking forward to Fogo?
That is the stupidest question you could ask.
I mean, there might be someone out there that doesn't know about Big Dunka and meat, you know?
That is so stupid.
Meat and Long Island.
Name a better duo.
Name
you know
a
what's
better
funny?
Duo.
I will not get a Long Island at dinner tonight.
You will not.
I will not.
You're going to just focus on... You got to worry about the big dessert to beat Files.
I'll get a caipirinha, because those are delicious.
Okay.
But I'm only going to have one. Maybe two. Maybe right. two, depending on what it is. I'm not competing for the title of Meat Gobbler tonight.
Not competing for Meat Gobbler.
I'm an old man. I'm past my prime.
But we're wearing comfy pants for tonight.
I forgot them.
Oh,
I was looking
no.
for them. I was looking for them 15 minutes ago when I was up in the room. And I was looking around. I was just like, these are not my fat pants.
Mm.
So I do not have a pair of fat pants. These pants used to be fat pants, and now they are just pants.
Do we need to go to the store?
No. I think I'll be okay, but...
Walk into Fogo and ask them if they have...
These might burst at the seams.
Ask them if they have fat pants to loan.
Actual fat pants, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something with a lot of elastic.
Okay, new idea. Don't wear pants, but wear the eggplant that Solsky and Andy
there's so much room in there?
Yeah.
I can even put some meat in there when I'm done.
Yeah.
Take it out. They'll never know. It'll be a nice little midnight snack.
That'd be pretty good.
Cannot wait. That's a perfect idea.
But I guess since you have races tomorrow, you might be turning in a little early after the
meat coma. My plan is, so tomorrow's going to be an interesting day because I want to get down. I want to get some good sleep, get up, whoever it happens to be there. I hope they can get some sleep too. Because there's a Bears game at 1 tomorrow.
Mm.
And I don't plan on missing that.
What if you have to play during the Bears game?
Well, they're going to have to bend over to make sure that they work to my schedule.
They're going to have to work to your schedule.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how it's going to be. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I need to be done basically by kickoff. So really 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is what we need to do. So...
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, I guess best of luck.
Oh, sorry.
Best of luck tomorrow. Best of luck tonight with the meat.
Yep.
And we will see how your tournament
runs.
Run
the wild, everybody.
Tomorrow, and we will we'll catch you hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it in the morning.
Found the one, the only Adirondack Rick of Speed Gaming of the Rando community. How are you doing, man?
I'm surprised you could chase me down with how much I've been running around this building.
Every time I've been looking for you, you've been gone. So everyone was looking for you when like 18 matches were trying to fit on a channel that didn't even exist at 3:30. And I was like, Rick's hiding. Rick is hiding because people are just all over him today.
Yeah, I went to hide you, but the problem is you can't hide good enough or well enough here. People will find you, people will figure out where exactly you are, and they will still come down to track you. Like, for instance, right at this very moment, here comes another person to track me down.
Here comes him too.
Yeah, Rick, so, you know me so well. Anyways,
yes, I do. You're making a guest appearance right at this moment here in the middle of a podcast. So what is it you want?
This is what Rick deals with.
Do you want me to actually tell you? Or do
yes.
You want me to, okay, can we get a channel for I Hear Aussie in an hour 15?
Well, I'll consider it. You see, this is the kind of things this I had to put up with
exactly
here in the middle. If yes. I try to sit down for 5 seconds, I do wind up having somebody come up to me and say, hey, could we get a channel for this? Or maybe could we get a commentary for this? And, you know, it's very, very busy around here, but it's fun. It's enjoyable.
Can we put 18 people on comms for one race?
How much do you really value Smile Fire's life?
To the most degree. So maybe we shouldn't.
I mean, or any of our broadcast tech at this point in time. Because I do have to give a big shout out to our broadcast tech. The people like Krim, Arunyan, Smile Fires, and Mrs. Pool Float, they've all been running their heads chopped off behind that desk there, making sure that four channels worth of streams wind up getting up over the air. So I definitely got to give them a lot of love.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I know, like, with, you know, Sigma from Speed Gaming not being able to be here in person, it makes things a little more challenging having one of the pieces of the cog mm-hmm. in the wheel, you know, helping things move along. But
yeah. We miss you, Smile. We do. Yeah, I said the wrong name, right? We miss you, Sigma.
Yeah, we do. I mean, how has this been for you compared to, I guess we'll say, past Speed Gaming Lives? Like, where does this one rank so far as, like, headache, overall? Just give me your thoughts, I guess.
Well, I had to take 2 Advil. That was it. Mm. So that's actually down from last year. So let's just say that we've had a couple of fires that we've had to take care of on the scheduling side, or perhaps trying to figure out how to fit in as many people as we did in the tournament room when we had 20 races going off at one set time.
Yeah, that was very, as a player, very, but I get it. It's a good problem to have.
But it also gives us things that we need to work on for future events.
Yeah, and then, you know, finding a solution for it isn't obviously going to be the easiest thing per se. But yeah, like having everyone schedule right at 10 a.m., not the most ideal.
Yeah, but a lot of people here, what they do is they schedule their matches with the thoughts of maybe going out to dinner as a community.
Yep.
All these communities all get together. They go out. They want to have some fun, maybe go to an escape room, or maybe do some video gaming in the practice room.
Yeah, and that's always important because you want some time with friends because, you know, if we're playing rando, we're, what, separated, can't really do a whole lot. But, you know, with, you know, seeing your friends while playing, because otherwise you might be cheating, and that would be a big no-no.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, the big thing here is just being able to get together with your friends, have some fun, and hopefully that's what everyone takes away from this event.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's Rando Christmas, I like to call it, because, at least for the ALTTPR scene, because it's like we all get together. Sometimes that happens at GDQ, but it's not quite like this capacity.
Oh, yeah. And I was at a GDQ in Pittsburgh mm-hmm. back this January, and there was maybe 5 runners total in
okay.
the Link to the Past randomizer community. So this here is...
It's a little more than 5.
A little more than 5 and more built.
Yeah, more built for it, which is what we want. So what do you have any, like, hot plans for the rest of the weekend, like the evening? I know we're in Saturday, so we've got tonight and tomorrow.
Figuring out when the tournament finals are going to be for all the ones. I mean, we're still working on quarterfinals into the semifinals, and then also trying to figure out when I'm actually going to pop up on commentary.
Yeah, finding time to pop up on comms with only 4 channels and wanting to do a specific game or not is mm-hmm. always difficult.
That and also go to the practice room and play some NHL 94.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a tournament of that, too.
Yeah, and I got a match coming up here real soon against Ray Zeus,
which
is going to be fun. It's going to be Boston versus Montreal. Original 6.
Baby.
Let's go.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with the scheduling. I wish you the best. I don't envy your position with trying to make it all work.
Appreciate you, Dante.
Best of luck. Thank you, Rick.